This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, December 5. A strange sight. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: I am has sent me to you." After fleeing Egypt in fear for his life, Moses settled in Midian. He got married and had children. He became a shepherd and learned the wilderness terrain over a period of 40 years. But then God interrupted Moses' ordinary life with the flickering light of a bush on fire that did not burn up. This strange sight caught Moses' attention and awoke his curiosity. He went closer. What catches my attention is that God called Moses from a bush. God could have spoken with a thundering voice or sent an angel to talk with Moses. Instead, God used a small impossibility, a bush burning without being consumed, to bring Moses into an even more impossible situation, leading God's people out of slavery in Egypt. I am in awe at how God uses this unusual fire to rekindle hope in Moses and eventually among the people of God. God had seen their misery, heard their cries, and was moving to rescue them from their suffering and oppression in Egypt after more than 400 years. But the hope sparked by this strange sight is even bigger than Moses and Israel imagined. For one day, God would do something even more impossible by sending his own Son to free us and all of creation from our bondage to sin, death, and decay. Pray with me. Lord, rekindle hope in us during this Advent season. Help us to believe the seemingly impossible good news that in Jesus Christ, you are setting us free from sin, death, and decay. In his name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.